This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, try to understand Islamic way is that the Jama'ah, Jama'ah means unity. And unity only comes behind one single Imam. So that's why Islamic way is whenever there is a mosque, there should be one single Imam. Then whether people are Bengali or Pakistani or Arab or non-Arab, men and women, everybody should pray behind the same Imam. That's why Islamic way is. People should not leave the Imam because the Imam speaks different language or because Islam Imam is not from our gender. So men and women, everybody should observe this unity. It is very, very important. 5 times a day, this unity must be observed properly. Imam will lead the prayer, and then the people of every community, they must pray behind the same Imam. For some reason, when the people are praying behind them, in behind their men, so Imam should be only man, not a woman. So that's very clear in the fiqh. So that keep in mind. That's why Hanafi, everybody fuqaha, they say women should not make their own jama'ah. Because if they start making, then very quickly society will be divided between men and women. And then very quickly women will start their own masjid. If they have their own jama'ah, why not their own masjid? So then what happens is, you know, and the problem will not only prayer, so many problems. Because when it is same mosque, then husband and wife, they can go in the same car, children, and pray in the same mosque. And same sermon, if there is any problem, they can discuss. But if they go to two different mosques, two different car, two different timing, so many problems, and maybe there are two different preachers, and both of the preachers something differently. Now in the house, there's conflict and fighting. So we don't want actually that this unity among the believers. Prayer must happen behind same Imam for the men and women. That's why all the fuqaha insist. But occasionally, if the prayer has been missed, or the women for some reason, they cannot attend the prayer in the mosque. If occasionally, they'll do their own prayer. So I personally think really that Hanafi madhab allows occasionally for the women to do prayer. But Imam will stand in between the row. That why how used to wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Umm Salama radiallahu anha, Aisha radiallahu anha, and many women they used to do. They used to do when they miss the prayer. And if there is any man among the audience, then they would ask the man to read the prayer. Aisha radiallahu anha, she used to teach, and men and women both are learning from her. When the time for the prayer comes and they could not go to the mosque, then Aisha radiallahu anha would ask one of her slaves to lead the prayer. If there are no men among the people, then she would lead the prayer. So generally, we don't want any jama'ah beside the jama'ah of the mosque where people are praying. People should not make any other jama'ah. But sometimes, occasionally it happens for any excuse, so there is no harm for men or women or for Urdu speaking people or for Arab people to make their own jama'ah. To make it a habit, it is discouraged. It is really disliked, it is really going to create disunity among the believers. Similarly, for the nafl prayer, where there is no jama'ah in the masjid, we don't want people to have jama'ah. Because basically it is going to make something like, you know, rival to the mosque. But occasionally, if sometime happens without calling the people, whether men or women, they make their own jama'ah occasionally, not regularly. That also can be, you know, accepted. That's what I think. So though in the later books of the Hanafi madhab, it's written that, you know, women's prayer in every condition is makruh. But I don't really think, you know, it actually, when it becomes regular, more regular than it is makruh. If it happens occasionally, or with some excuse, then there is no harm.